Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. I'm here with co-host Don Stock, waiting on Frankfurt coach. He'll be here in just a few minutes. Just got a text from him. He's running just a few minutes late, but we'll talk about a little bit about the Frankfurt game here before he comes on. Kokomo came to town last night. The Colbys, former coaches at Frankfurt, they're the coaches at Kokomo now, 70-6 over the Hot Dogs. Another tough year for Frankfurt, Don.
Yeah, you know, as Coach Rosa said, for his seniors, the ability to show up every ball game, getting beat, says a lot. The same goes for the Hot Dogs. But the difference between the Central program and the Hot Dog program is all of those 7 or 8 or 9 seniors at Central had played the whole 4 years.
Right.
And Frankfurt's got 2 kids. Frankfurt's got 2 kids that played 4 years. I mean, that's what Coach Byers told us. And you're not going to have any type of a program if you can't keep kids out to play football. And it's a 4A school. And I'm going to break in an editorial. I hope Coach Byers gets here soon before I get myself in a lot of trouble. You're a 4A school, and your middle school has 1 football team between the 7th and 8th grade. And, you know, when I heard about that about 3 or 4 years ago, that was starting to occur, I said, well, football's about finished then in Frankfurt, because you don't have any type of a feeder system that's feeding into the program if you get yourself down to 10 or 11 or 12 guys that's coming from your 8th grade into your freshman program. You're not going to have anything. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. It's a tough situation, you know. You're a Hot Dog through and through, and you show a lot of passion. Your kids played there. You're part of the program. You know, I'm from a county school, and Coach, last week we asked him some tough questions, and it's just not on the coaching staff at Frankfurt. I think it's on the whole community. You got to figure out if you want to do this or not. I'm not pulling any punches here, but if the issue is raising money to buy equipment and stuff for youth football, that can't be. I mean, somebody in this town's got to step up and start, you know, helping out and figuring out what you're going to do, because, you know, you heard the Clinton Central program. They're doing it at the elementary level, and it's still tough to compete at varsity when you get a year or two, you know, where you don't have very many numbers, and then, you know, to do it. Clinton Prairie's had a strong youth football program for more than 10 years now, and we're still at the Gopher program, you know, 5-5, 6-4, 7-4 seasons, and just can't win the tough ones, but they're at least being competitive. So that's the point now. You got to at least look at the program where Frankfurt's at, playing in the Sagamore Conference. You're getting elite teams there, Tri-West, Danville, Lebanon, and Western Boone. I mean, teams that are winning state championships, and even to put a competitive team on the field against them, there's a lot of questions that have to be answered.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think that this isn't Coach Byers' challenge. I mean, it is his challenge, but he didn't create the issues of what's going on.
Right.
They were here long before he got here.
Right.
And I totally agree. I think that you either got to start wanting or caring about your program, and that goes all the way through. And, you know, send me letters, I don't care. I've had a son who played through the program, and thank goodness he played when we were winning. And you know what? Winning isn't everything. What you get taught in football, in life, on how to deal with issues that maybe you don't want to deal with, but the same thing goes through in football, is very, very important. And I'm sure that that's still being taught. But, man, you know, hey, 2 weeks ago, I'm talking to Brett Colby on the sideline, and here's exactly what I said. I said, well, what do you want to draw in the tournament, coach? He goes, we want to draw Frankfurt. We want to go. We don't care if we play over there or here. We want to play Frankfurt, and the reason for that is he was here coaching. He developed the toe to toe offense, wing tee, here at the yard. Had people from California come in, sat down with the coaching staff, went through it all, and brought it to Frankfurt his last year, and then of course moved on. And he wanted to come back, and I said, "Well, man, be merciful. I mean, be kind to our football program." I said, you know where it is. And he said, Don, I promise you I'll only run the varsity the first half. And I said, that's all we can ask. That's all I can ask.
That's tough to do. He's still got to get ready to play a football game next week, and you got to keep kids in condition. So, you know, Kevin and Melissa talked about it on Party Line on some of these teams running up the score and stuff, and it's like, well, it's a two-way street here. I mean, it's something running up the score. If they're putting 130 points on the scoreboard, it's running up the score. But, you know, some of these scores here, like 70-6 last night, that's not running up the score to me. That's just taking advantage of the opportunities you got. I mean, basically they scored in about, 15 or 20 plays, 10 out of 15 or 20 plays. And when you do that, I mean, you're just being a really successful football program.
Well, your younger kids, you're going to tell your younger kids, hey, take a knee, don't catch the football. You're not going to do that. You're going to want your kids to get better playing the game.
I mean, they're playing for a state title.
Exactly.
So you can't dumb it down. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation for the Hot Dogs right now. I think you got the roster there in front of you. Why don't you highlight some of the seniors that have been playing for the Hot Dogs, Don?
So the seniors on the varsity for the Hot Dogs was number one, Nelson Ramirez, a senior, 5'7", 195 pounds, played linebacker and halfback. Also on the team was Juan Ramos, as a senior, 6', 170 pounds, was a kicker-punter. Also was Cohen Dunn, a senior, 5'8", 180, a wide receiver, defensive back. Go down the list, you had Quentin Perry. Quentin Perry, a senior, 6'2", 175 pounds, was probably one of the leading players for the Hot Dogs. If he caught the football, when he caught the football, I shouldn't say if, when he caught the football, the opportunity of scoring was always there. He was a speedster, had great hands. Jacob Burns was also a senior, 5'8", 150-pound running back, defensive back. Christopher Gil-Gihoza, a senior, 5'7", 200 pounds, defensive lineman. Go down the list a little further here. Let's see what I have. Rene Alanis, a senior, 6', 220 pounds, linebacker, offensive lineman. Justin Reyes, 5'10", 240, offensive, defensive lineman. Senior, Keats Pippinger, a senior, 5'10", 230. Senior, A.J. Mayfield, 6'5", 200 pounds. Come on in, Coach. Connor Perryman, Wyatt Criswell, Eli Oldham, Andres Santos, Jose Lopez Alanis, and Caden Jarman were all seniors for the Hot Dogs.
Yeah, we had a big senior class this year. A lot of guys who were new to football. Some had played in middle school. Some had... some of this was their first time ever playing in their life. And so, you know, we said goodbye to the seniors last night. There was a lot of tears. There was a lot of hugs. But it was like I said all year, it was such a fun group. And a lot of that came from the senior group of guys. Cohen and Andreas and Chris were, they're so funny, and like Wyatt is such a high energy guy, and like Keats and Burns have been 4-year guys, and so it's just been a real honor to get to know those guys and get to work with those guys and be around those guys. It was a really, really enjoyable senior class.
Coach, we're going to get right down to some of the questions here, and one of the questions I have is, how do you stop the bleeding? How do you stop the whipping that goes on? What's your lineup? How you gonna what are you gonna start doing from whatever day to it starts next year?
We gotta get in the weight room, and we gotta get bigger, and we gotta get faster, and we gotta get stronger. We gave up an average of 5 inches and 30 pounds along our offensive line and defensive line this year. I think we saw that we could throw the ball pretty well this year. We set the school record, and we moved the ball well on everyone's one defense. That was a big problem last night, was like we just couldn't get anything going offensively. When you're giving up like a half a person across the board, it makes it really difficult to run the ball inside. Their offensive tackles were 6'4", 280, and 6'5", 300 pounds. We can't replicate that. We don't have a kid on our team. We don't have a kid walking to school that looks like that. And so, you know, when you're getting, we're closer in size to Clinton Prairie than we are to Kokomo. How does that work out?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's something the IHSA needs to take a look at. But like, you know, what we can't make them taller, but we can try to get them bigger. And so, you know, I write grants every off season to try to get food and try to get protein shakes and stuff like that, things that these kids might not necessarily get on their own. And so, you know, me and Coach Pickerel and Coach Romanus and Coach Behrens and Coach Jewell and Coach Acreage, and we're gonna have them all in the weight room all off season and all winter, and hopefully our guys are doing wrestling and basketball, and if they're not, they're gonna be lifting. And then in the spring, you know, I just took on the head track coaching job, and Coach DeBree coaches our pole vaulters, Coach Jewell, our offensive coordinator, coaches baseball. Like the football staff is invested in Frankfort Athletics. We have a whole bunch of multi-sport coaches on the football staff, and having, you know, five guys in the school building for the first time, I don't know, since Brett was here, we can run spring practices now. Like we, you know, we have that ability to, you know, start doing some stuff in the spring more that we couldn't do when I was doing it by myself. And so that'll be exciting. You know, the big thing is, and we talked about it as a staff last night, like doubling down on that heavy pass attack, because we know we can get the ball to the outside, and we know we got some really quick guys. We got some speed guys, and we got to utilize that.
Coach, I just lived down the road from you.
Yep.
And this is one thing I'm going to promise you right now, and that is I'm going to come down and visit you. Because I want to be a part of trying to figure out how we get young kids playing football again.
Yeah.
And I think that's the major challenge that you have. We talked about before you got on the air here with us that your 4A school, your middle school's got one football team between 7th and 8th grade. That can't be. We've got to build that all up. Mm-hmm. You need more players as a feeding system to come in. You can't wait until they're sophomores to play football. Yeah. You got to have them playing down in the younger side, and that's not your fault. That's not your fault. I know I've talked to Sheriff Kelly. He wants to be involved. I'm going to be in touch with him also, and I'm going to make the promise that we're going to help you with that.
I appreciate that.
And that's your leader of the Hot Dog Hall of Fame. I mean,
yeah,
he's ready to go. I mean, that's kind of backing you got to have from the community. It starts at the top.
It starts there, and it starts with everybody getting involved. You know, great football programs aren't just one person turning it around. This isn't college football, right, where you can just go recruit five-star athletes. It takes a community, and it takes a total buy-in from everybody, and it takes everybody getting on the same page. You know, I'm really proud of our guys and the effort that they put in, and things like that. I think we had a heck of a year. It doesn't start in the record book or on the scoreboard. But like I said, when you're giving up that kind of size disadvantage every week, to be able to go out and you know, have as many – we created as many takeaways last year as we did last year, this year, with a defense that started 10 new starters. That's impressive. You know, we set the school record in passing. That's impressive. That's a total group effort of guys catching the ball, Dougie throwing the ball, offensive line giving a – give him that second to get the ball out of his hands. So, you know, we're trending the right way in Frankfort. And like you said, getting those lower levels on board, getting those lower levels, you know, to be more involved will be huge. But it takes people stepping up across the board.
Hey, Coach, we're going to have to get moving on here, but appreciate you being on. I know more than the radio station would be more than happy to help you during the week on party line or whatever, you know, to, you know, get the Hot Dog, you know, whole family, the whole city moving to, you know, get this football program turned
That'd
around
be awesome.
To the winning ways, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take everybody, just not on the Hot Dog football team.
Nope.
Thanks. We'll be back right after this.